Greetings, social wombles. In my last audio blog, I did explain why I began with the greeting, hello social wombles, and how appropriate it is, i.e. making good use of the things that I find, that we find, and that if you find that you identify as a social womble, it means you identify stuff and use it effectively. I think that's the thing that I like about the sort of term. So hello and greetings, social wombles. This is the first audio blog I've done for a while that hasn't had the little foam spoffle over the end, and it's a really bright, crisp day in the park. It's absolutely lovely. So I'm hoping this is the dawn of spring. Oh, I hope so. The light and the blue skies. I want blue skies back. Don't mind grey clouds as long as some blue skies. Just been for a gym and a swim. I'm just heading through West Park here in Long Eaton to the Olive Pot, where they do a fantastic toasted panini with chicken, bacon and mozzarella. Oh yes, for £2. Awesome. So yes, that's, I'm on my way down there. Just trying to set the scene. And also, those of you that have met me in person, in the flesh, will know that I'm quite a purpley kind of person. It's my favourite accompaniment colour. I don't like to, it can be very overpowering as an all colour, but as a hue and a tone and a shade that makes me happy, I would say I'm an aubergine girl. And how does this tie into what I'm about to say? Well, if you know my Twitter account, which is PCM Creative, people often ask me, what does PCM stand for? And it actually stands for Purple Cog Monster, which is a legacy mascot. I will do a blog post about it and actually do some writing. But the notion when I was a stage manager is that I always felt that part of what I was about was putting wheels into motion. So cog became a key thing of graphics and icons and imagery that I associated with when I was doing business cards back in the day. So, and this creature, the Purple Cog Monster. But also, there's a production that I would love to take from book to stage, which is a novel by Paul Auster called City of Glass. And the first letters of City of Glass is C-O-G. So my legacy, it kind of reminds me, PCM reminds me of the potential of thoughts and imagination that formed me right from the start of my career. And I'm still always trying to realise part of my legacy, of what that might become. But that leads me on to the other reason why I was talking about purple. On the way back from London yesterday, I was reading through the Evening Standard, and there was an article about employment and recruitment, and it's something that caught my eye because at the moment I am looking for work, and it's very difficult when you are perceived as self-employed or entrepreneurial or a business, of whether you are a business, a freelancer, and the entrepreneur. They all have very different directions, I believe. And for me, as a self-employed person, I became self-employed for tax purposes because of the entertainment industry. When I got my first job as a stage manager, it was much more advantageous to make use of a tax exemption that had been made by the Inland Revenue to enable actors and stage managers to be self-employed but still contribute to Class 1 National Insurance contributions. Now that's all changing right now, But essentially, that's why I became self-employed. Not to be a business, not because I was particularly entrepreneurial at the time. But that, again, is part of my legacy. And yesterday, in this article, there was people looking for executive-placed employees or team members, and this concept of the purple squirrel emerged, and the idea that a purple squirrel is a rare and precious item, a animal that is not found very frequently, and identifying with the purple moniker and also little squirrels, it is that sense of there are skills that stage managers have that I think every stage manager could very, very competently and with confidence wear a purple squirrel t-shirt. In fact, the purple squirrel could in fact be the stage manager's animal. So, as I am exploring the world of recruitment, I am reaching out with the new CV that I have, which is awesome. And I will do an audio blog about exactly how I went about doing my CV and what that means. Oh, that's some very excited doggies. They're all very, very excited. So yes, I will go into a bit more detail about how I reevaluated my history with a professional objective perspective and what that's led me to. But I'm about to update my LinkedIn profile to be a bit more in sync with the new CV that I've had, because there's things that have been highlighted there that I hadn't seen as valuable as the person who was drawing out the information from me did. So, and also the sense of equating value to different projects. And although some projects I wasn't paid adequately for or I volunteered on, the weight of the programmes and the amount of money that the programmes overall attracted is valuable and relevant, which I had no idea about. So I'm currently trying to find out how much the projects that I've worked on in the past cost. It's really, really exciting. Really insightful as well to find out how much money these projects actually got. Not huge amounts in arts terms. Certainly they were good projects, but yes, I've been looking through the LinkedIn jobs and not putting any location in, just seeing what comes up, evaluating against my current profile in terms of relevance. And some have apply just via LinkedIn, so I am just sending those out there to let people see what they think, see if anything gains traction without change, and then I will be updating my profile and going through the same process and documenting it to see if the new CV that I have actually gets me some work. So as I wander down to get my lunch, oh, I can't wait for that, and take my purple stroll. thank you for listening, Social Wombles. And if you are a purple squirrel, do comment, do retweet this, and let me know if you feel that, especially if you're a stage manager and you're listening to this. I know there's a few people who've said they've been listening to my audio blogs. In stage management yesterday at the meeting, we were talking about how we show not only the industry but the wider world exactly how competent stage managers are, and there's some astonishing revelations that even come from stage managers themselves of how they perceive the work they do and how aware they are of how invisible they are And how that's fine, but then when it comes to get work, invisible skills, invisible work is even more difficult to quantify than the so-called soft skills. Anyway, I am going to walk to get my food. I'm going to leave you with this lovely day. I hope it's really nice where you are. Thank you for listening to this audio blog. And, well, there will be more.